Sometimes the Lord has hair if his devotee wants.
Ali ponekad Gospodin ima kosu ako njegov bhakta to poželi.
And I will tell you now the secret.
Ja ću vam sada reći tajnu.
Once one of Lord Jagannath's pujari was becoming old, and when he did his morning worship, he became very late.
Jednom je jedan stariji vakta gospodina Jagannatha, znači već je bio star, i onda kada bi radio svoju jutarnju puđu, on bi bio jako kasnio.
Now, all of a sudden, a second pujari came on the altar and said, "Brizzle, brizzle, brizzle, the king is coming. We didn't know he wants to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. You better be on time. Kings never wait."
I onda je drugi pujari došao na oltar i rekao mu je, "Brzo, brzo, brzo, kralj dolazi, želi da ima darshan, a znaš da kralj nikada ne kasni, zato požuri."
Pujari was, "I have not even placed the garlands around Lord Jagannath."
A pujari odgovorio, "Pa ja još uvijek nisam stavio ni garlande na gospodina Jagannatha."
Then they heard a noise before the altar.
I onda su čuli zvukove ispred oltara.
And the pujaris, where other pujaris were opening the door, because the king was standing before the altar. He wanted to have darshan at the time, at the proper darshan time.
I onda su ovi drugi pujari krenuli da otvaraju oltar, zato što je kralj stojao ispred oltara i očekivao da ima darshan na vreme.
So he had the pujari just quickly put the cloth over Lord Jagannath. The king was standing there praying, and then he said, "Some prashadi garland is there?"
I onda je pujari brzo stavio odeću na gospodina Jagannatha i kralj je stojao i uzima je darshan i onda je pitao, "A da nemate neki prasadam garland?"
So the pujari had the old prasadam garland around his neck like I have.
I onda je taj pujari, on je imao stari prasadam garland oko svog vrata kao što ja imam.
And without the knowledge of the king, he somehow took it away from himself, from his own neck, because he had not yet offered the new garland, and somehow got it out of the altar and it was placed around the king, and he was very proud, "I have the garland of Lord Jagannath around my head."
I onda šta je taj pujari uradio? On je na neki način, da ga kralj ne primeti, skinuo garland prasadan koji on već nosio na sebi. I onda je, da ga kralj ne primeti, znači doneli su taj garland, stavili su ga kralju, i onda je kralj postao jako ponosan, imao je svoj garland.
When he came back to his palace, he took the garland down, and as he took the garland down, he saw, there was a hair in the garland.
I onda kada je kralj došao svojoj kući, on je skinuo taj garland i onda je primetio da ima kosu na garlandu, dlaku.
Hair?
Dlaka?
This garland cannot come from Lord Jagannath.
Ove garland ne može doći od gospodina Jagannatha.
Someone has worn the garland and given it to me. This is impossible. A king can never use used things.
I neko je već nosio ovaj garland, onda ga je tek dao meni. To je stvarno nečuveno, kralj nikada ne može da koristi stvari koje su već korišćene od nekog drugog.
Bring the pujari to me who is responsible.
Dovedite mi pujarija koji je odgovoran.
The old brahmana came.
I onda je stari brahmana došao.
The king said, "Brahmana, what is this?"
I onda je kralj rekao, "Brahmana, šta je ovo?"
"It's a hair, your majesty."
To je dlaka, vaše visočanstvo.
"It's not a hair, it's your hair."
To nije dlaka, to je tvoja dlaka.
"It's not an anonymous hair, it's a very specifically identifiable hair. It belongs to your hair, because Lord Jagannath has no hair."
To nije neka anonimna dlaka, To je specifična dlaka koja pripada tebi i sigurno nije od gospodina Džaganata zato što on nema kosu.
You were doing the puja.
Ti si radio puđu.
You had carried the garland of Lord Jagannath and you had given me his garland.
Ti si taj koji je nosio ovaj garland na sebi i ti si taj koji mi je dao garland od gospodina Džaganata.
Go into the prison.
Idi u zatvor.
This evening we will give you some first class torture.
I ove večeri daćemo ti jedno prvoklasno mučenje.
Brahmana was. He was horrified.
I Brahmana je sad bio prestrašen.
And out of fear he said, Your Majesty, you do not know Lord Jagannath has hair.
I onda je taj Brahmana iz straha rekao, Vaše visočanstvo, vi ne znate, ali gospodin Jagannath ima kosu.
Tomorrow you come to the darshan and see the hair of the Lord.
I sutra ujutro možete doći na darshan i videti kosu gospodina Džaganata.
Wow, said the king.
I onda se...
If you have light, you will get the double torture.
Prvo se kralj oduševio, onda je rekao, ako si me lagao, onda ćeš dobiti duplo mučenje.
So the priest was set free. He went to Lord Jagannath and he cried before him.
I onda su oslobodili sveštenika i onda je on otišao kod gospodina Džaganata i plakao je pred njim.
Lord Jagannath, it's not fair that your servant should be punished by a king.
Gospodine Džaganata, nije pravedno da tvoj sluga bude kažnjen od kralja.
I gave him the garland which I wore.
Ja sam mu dao garland koji sam ja nosio.
But I'm serving you since 35 years.
Ali ja te služim već 35 godina.
Why should the king punish me? If I did something wrong, you punish me, not the king, glupost king.
I zašto bi me kralj kaznio? Ako sam uradio nešto loše, onda me ti kazni, a ne taj glupavi kralj.
Finally, Lord Jagannath said, urednu, 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 tomorrow I will have hair when he comes for the darshan.
I onda je gospodin Jagannath na kraju rekao, U redu, u redu, u redu. Sutra kada kralj dođe, ja ću imati kosu.
Who said I have no hair?
I ko kaže da ja nemam kosu?
Only the devotees on the Serbian summer camp can say such a thing.
Samo bakte na srpskom letnjem kampu mogu da tvrde tako nešto.
You have hair? Should I have less than you? Although you are originating from me, coming from me?
I vi ste ti koji imate kosu, pa zar bi ja trebalo da imam nešto manje od vas, a vi ste ti koji proističu iz mene?
I have very long hair.
Ja imam jako dugu kosu.
Tomorrow you will see.
I sutra ćeš videti.
So in the morning, the puja, old pujari opened the door at the proper time.
I sutradan ujutru, stari pujari je otvorio vrata u ispravno vreme.
The king was there.
I kralj je bio tamo.
He was not a good king.
I on nije bio baš neki dobar kralj.
He saw the Lord had hair, but what type of hair was coming out of the turban? Curly, curly, really intense hair.
I onda šta je kralj mogao da vidi? On je mogao da vidi kako iz turbana gospodina Džaganata izlazi ta duga, duga kovrđava kosa. To je stvarno bila kosa.
The king was angry like hellfire.
I onda je kralj bio ljutit poput pakla.
How could this pujari, in order to save his neck, put a wig of hair on Lord Jagannath? This is false hair. Lord Jagannath has never developed hair.
I onda on mislio, kako je samo taj stari pujari mogao da stavi gospodinu Jagannathu periku na glavu, kako bi ispalo da on ima kosu? Pa Lord Jagannath, gospodin Jagannath, on nema kosu.
So he jumped on the altar and pulled at the hair, wanting to prove that this is false hair.
I onda on skočio na oltar i počeo da vuče tu kosu jer je želeo da dokaže da je to lažna kosa.
But as he pulled harder and harder,
ali dok je on vukao sve jače i jače,
Lord Jagannath said, Au! This was a divine au.
Gospodin Džaganat je rekao au, i to je bilo jedno božansko au.
And the king had hair in his hand which was bleeding at the end.
I onda kralj je držao u svojoj ruci dlake, a sa njihovih krajeva je klizila krv.
Now Jagannath really had developed hair.
I gospodin Jagannath je stvarno pustio kosu.
In order to save his devotee.
Kako bi spasao svog bhaktu.
The Lord does everything to save his devotee.
Gospodin uradi sve što je neophodno da bi spasao svog bhaktu.
Yamunacharya thinks the Lord's feet are very swiftly moving through this world because he constantly goes around to save his devotee from misery.
I Yamunacharya, on je pevao kako gospodinova stopala se jako brzo kreće po ovom svetu zato što on želi da spasi svoje bhakte od svih beda.
When the old brahmana saw this, he cried in ecstasy.
I kada je stari brahmana video ovo, on je plakao od ekstaze.
He cried to see how the Lord had developed hair just to save him.
I on je plakao kada je video kako je gospodin pustio kosu samo kako bi ga spasao.
My dear Lord, no, my dear devotees.
Moji dragi bhakte.
The Lord will also do something to save you.
Gospodin će isto tako uraditi nešto kako bi vas spasao.
You just have to learn to turn to him.
I sve što treba da naučite jeste da mu se okrenete.
And we will hear now how a person in great inner conflict turned to the Lord and how the Lord saved him from his inner conflict.
I sada ćemo čuti kako se osoba koja ima duboki unutrašnji sukob u sebi, kako se ona okrenula gospodinu i kako ju je gospodin spasao.
First of all, let us look what is inner conflict.
I pre svega, hajde da razmotrimo šta je to taj unutrašnji sukob.
What does it mean when you are a divided soul?
I šta to znači kada ste vi podeljena duša?
What does it mean to be in this this state of, let me say, spirituality where you cannot act full heartedly? You will have to learn this word. Full heartedly. We have this in Sanskrit. Good.
I šta to znači kada se nalazite na tom nivou duhovnosti, kada ne možete da delujete sa punim srcem, celim srcem?
When you cannot act properly on the spiritual platform, it means you have an inability to act.
I kada ne možete potpuno da delujete na tom duhovnom nivou, to znači da ste nesposobni da delujete.
You just don't know what to do.
I vi jednostavno ne znate šta treba da radite.
I was making an experiment with about 20 devotees during the summer camp.
I ja sam napravio jedan eksperiment sa nekih 20-ak bhakta na ovom letnjem kampu.
A few times I mentioned to the devotees who came with me my two neighbors, these poor dogs who were all the time crying before our door.
I ja sam nekoliko puta pomenuo baktama koji su dolazili kod mene, ova dva, ima dva mala šteneta ispred mojih vrata koji stalno plaču.
And I said, just mentioned, we have to help these dogs, they are dying without our help.
I ja sam rekao, moramo da pomognemo ovim sićima zato što oni umiru bez naše pomoći.
They have some animals who give them great pain.
I oni su imali na sebi neke životinjice koje su im, koje im zadaju veliki bol.
And I remember we stood with about 15 to 20 devotees before these crying dogs who really searched for our shelter and help.
Ja se sećam kako smo stojali nas sa jedno 15-ak, 20-ak bakta, stojali smo ispred te štenadi koje su stvarno plakala za našu pomoć.
Mother had run away.
Njihova majka je otišla
with another otac
sa drugim ocem
and didn't care for her children.
I nije se više brinula za svoju decu.
Now we had to take care.
I sada smo mi ti koji moraju da preuzmu brigu.
But no one knew how to, no one felt in the heart the impulse to help these dogs, although they had heard many lectures about compassion.
Ali niko nije u svom srcu osetio potrebu da im pomogne, iako su čuli tako mnogo lekcija o samilosti.
Today, however, two devotees finally found in their heart the impulse to help them and gave them a good bathing.
I danas najzad je dvoje vakta poželjelo da im pomogne i onda su ih prvo lepo okupali.
So that the dogs can be healthy and free from these terrible animals.
Tako da onda ti psići mogu biti slobodni od tih groznih životinja.
Aren't we often like this? Like the devotees who didn't do anything.
I zar mi nismo često poput tih bhakta koji nisu ništa uradili?
We know we should act, but we just can't act.
Mi znamo da treba da delujemo, ali jednostavno ne delujemo.
So this is a symptom of the divided self.
I to je simptom podeljenog jastva.
Another symptom is ignorance and illusion.
A drugi simptom je neznanje i iluzija.
And a third symptom of the divided self is depression and indecision.
A treći simptom podeljenog jastva jeste depresija i neodlučnost.
The fourth and final symptom is isolation.
A četvrti, poslednji simptom jeste izolacija.
If you want to become a full-hearted devotee who acts on the proper on the spiritual platform, you need to know how to act properly.
Ako želite da postanete bhakta punog srca koji ispravno deluje na duhovnom nivou, onda morate pre svega delovati ispravno.
You need to become free of ignorance and illusion.
Morate postati slobodni od neznanja i iluzije.
You must have feelings of love so that you can overcome your depression and indecision.
I morate u sebi imati osjećanje ljubavi kako biste mogli da prevaziđete depresiju i izolaciju koju imate u sebi.
And finally you must be able to you must be able to overcome your isolation from God.
I morate biti sposobni da prevaziđete tu svoju izolaciju od Boga.
Whenever you cannot act on the spiritual platform and whenever you are in ignorance and whenever you are depressed and isolated, you know you're on the material platform now.
I kad god delujete pogrešno, kada ste depresivni, kada ste u neznanju, kada ste u toj izolaciji, onda možete znati da ste tada na materijalnom nivou.
Now Krishna personally is dedicated to save his devotees from these four symptoms and we will see how he does it.
I sada Krishna, on se lično posvećuje tome kako bi izbavio svoje bhakte od ova četiri simptoma, a sada ćemo i vidjeti kako.
But first I would like to introduce to you the person whom he helped, that is our hero for this session, Arjuna.
Ali sada bih želao da vam predstavim osobu koju je Krishna spasao od ova četiri simptoma i koji predstavlja našeg večerašnjeg heroja, i to je Arjuna, Pandava Arjuna.
Can someone please give me the Bhagavad Gita in English?
Da li bi neko mogao da mi da jednu Bhagavad Gita na engleskom?
Who goes Mahapurushika, you are going? Search. See, Arjuna was in this stage of he didn't know how to act.
Vidite, Arjuna, on se nalazi u tom stanju. On nije znao kako da deluje.
He was in total illusion and ignorance.
On se nalazi u potpunoj iluziji i neznanju.
He was depressed.
Bio je u depresiji.
And he felt I'm all alone and I can't solve my life.
I osjećao je, ja sam potpuno sam, ja ne mogu da rešim probleme svog života.
Let me tell you how Arjuna came in this conflict.
I sada mi dozvolite da vam kažem kako je Arjuna došao u ovaj sukob.
His father had inherited the throne of the world from the renowned ancestor, the emperor Bharata.
Njegov otac je bio nasledio tron čitavog sveta od prethodnog kralja, kralja Bharate.
When Pandu died at an early age, his five sons, the Pandavas, were unfortunately too young to take responsibility for this huge throne of the emperor of the world.
I onda kada je kralj Pandu napustio ovaj svet, napustio svoje telo u ranoj mladosti, onda njegova dvojica sinova, oni nisu bili u stanju da preuzmu tu odgovornost vladanja svetom.
Although they were supposed to become the next kings, their blind uncle or the blind brother of Pandu said, I will take care of the throne as the Pandavas grow up and later give this to them.
I onda u to vrijeme kako oni nisu bili spremni da preuzmu kraljevstvo, onda je njihov slepi ujak preuzeo to kraljevstvo u njihovo ime i rekao je kasnije kada oni odrastu on će im ga predati.
Imagine Nanda Dular, Nanda Suda, I'm sorry, you would become the president of America because for a period of, let us say, half a year, the American president is in the hospital.
I zamisli sad Nanda Suta, kada bi ti postao predsjednik Amerike, zato što sadašnji predsjednik Amerike mora da provede 6 mjeseci u bolnici.
But after half a year, you would have to return it.
Ali onda nakon tih 6 mjeseci, ti bi morao da vratiš njemu tu titulu.
Imagine you would become attached to being the president of America. I can't imagine it, but imagine.
I sada zamisli kako si postao vezan za to da si predsjednik Amerike. Iako ja to ne mogu da zamislim, ti ipak zamisli.
At that time you would most probably not like to return the presidency.
I onda u tom trenutku ti najverovatnije ne bi želeo da vratiš to predsjedničko mjesto.
Or you would give it to your wife Satyabama.
Ili bi ga predao svoje ženi Satyabami.
So this is what happened when Dhritarashtra, the blind uncle or brother of Pandu, took over the throne just as a representative of the emperor.
I to je upravo ono što se desilo kada je slepi Dhritarashtra, koji je bio Pandova brat, a koji je bio također ujak Pandava, kada je on preuzeo kraljevstvo i onda nije želeo da ga vrati.
He made his own son, this Nidkov Duryodhana, who would bray like a donkey when he was born, the next emperor.
I onda je on načinio svoga kralju Duryodhanu, koji je bio jedna nemoguća osoba, i on ga je načinio sljedećim kraljem. I kada se rodio, imao je...
Duryodhana was the incarnation of the age of Kali.
I Duryodhana, on je jednostavno bio inkarnacija ovog doba Kali.
He was the worstest person you could imagine as an emperor.
I on je bila najgora osoba koju biste mogli zamisliti kao kralja.
But he became so because of his blind father who didn't find it in his heart to give the kingdom to the right people.
Ali onda je on postao kralj zbog svog slepog oca koji nije našao za shodno da da kraljevstvo onima kojima je ono pripadalo.
One of the 5 Pandavas was Arjuna.
I jedan od 5 Pandava je bio Arjuna.
He had developed into the mightiest warrior of his time.
I onda se on razvio u najmoćnijeg ratnika svog vremena.
He was so unimaginably powerful that he could take on a whole army just alone and exterminate it with his swift arrows.
I onda je on bio tako nezamislivo moćan da je mogao da se suprotstavi čitavoj armiji i da ih sve poubija svojim strelama.
And he was burning with the desire to take up to become the rightful heir of the kingdom and take the kingdom back from these rascals.
I onda je u njemu gorela ta žarka želja da on preuzme kraljevstvo od tih Nitkova i da sedne na tron.
They had tried everything.
I onda su oni sve pokušali.
As far as peace negotiation.
Što se tiče tih pregovora oko primirja.
But the other side, represented by Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana, the Kaurava side, did not relent and said at the end, we don't give you anything, not even enough land to place a needle inside.
Ali međutim ova druga strana Duryodhana i Dhritarashtra, odnosno strana Korava, oni su bili tako neumoljivi i na kraju su mu čak rekli da mu neće dati ni toliko zemlje da bi mogao da zabode jednu čijodu.
War was unavoidable.
Rat je bio neizbežan.
At the day of the biggest war the world had ever seen, Arjuna asks his chariot driver Krishna, please drive me into the middle of the field. I want to see who has assembled for battle.
I onda na dan te najveće bitke koju je svet ikada video, Arjuna je zamolio svog vozača kočije da ga odvede u sred polja, vojnog polja, kako bi on mogao da vidi sve oni koji su se tu okupili.
Maybe Arjuna even wanted to see the strengths of the enemy.
I možda je Arjuna također želeo da proceni snagu neprijatelja.
So that he could decide details on strategy.
Tako da bi mogao da detaljno odluči o tome kakva će biti strategija.
But as he is in the middle of the battlefield,
ali dok se on nalazi na sred bojnog polja,
he breaks down.
On se jednostavno slama.
Because on the other side he sees, oh no, my teachers who taught me the art of military science, they are there.
Zato što na drugoj strani vidi moji učitelji, oni koji su me učili vojnoj vještini, oni su tamo.
He saw the Kauravas. We have grown up with the Kauravas.
I on je video Korave i mislio, ja sam odrastao sa Koravama.
We are the same family.
Mi smo ista porodica.
Oh no! It's really true. This is a fratricidal war.
Stvarno je istina da je ovo rat u kome će se braća ubijati.
And he developed all the symptoms of a nervous breakdown.
I onda je on razvio sve simptome nervnog sloma.
He said to Krishna, I feel the limbs of my body quivering.
I onda on rekao Krishna, ja osjećam kako udovi mog tela podrhtavaju.
My mouth is drying up.
Moja usta se suše.
My whole body is trembling.
I moje čitavo telo podrhtava.
My hair is standing on end.
I moja kosa se naježila.
My skin is burning like fire.
I moja koža gori poput vatre.
My bow has slipped from my hand.
I moj luk je ispao iz mojih ruku.
I'm unable to stand here any longer.
Ja ne mogu više da stojim ovde.
I'm beginning to forget myself.
I počinjem da zaboravljam sebe.
My mind is reeling.
Moj um se okreće.
I will become a monk. Okay, Shiva, I will go into the forest. I will meditate.
Ja ću postati monah Kešava, ja ću otići u šumu i tamo ću meditirati.
But Kešava, I also want to fight.
Ali Kešava, isto tako želim da se borim.
These are rascals. They will destroy the whole kingdom.
Ovo su nitkovi koji će uništiti čitavo kraljevstvo.
It's not fair.
To nije pravedno.
I'm getting crazy.
Ja ludim.
Please help.
Molim te, pomozi mi.
Hare Krishna. This, it was much worse than what you just heard.
I to je bilo mnogo gore od ovoga što ste upravo čuli.
Arjuna had a breakdown. And he was not a mental person. He was the strongest person of his time.
I Arjuna je bio potpuno slomljen, a on nije bio osoba na mentalnom nivou, on je bio najsnažnija osoba svog vremena.
He became divided by the minute.
On je postao podeljen.
One side said, I should run to the Himalayas.
Jedna njegova strana rekla, ja treba da samo odem na Himalaje.
Another side, which became bigger and bigger, maybe I should fight.
A druga strana koja je postojala sve veće i veće, ona je rekla, možda treba ipak da se borim.
Should I stay or should I go? He didn't know.
On jednostavno nije znao.
Have you ever been in two boats, one feet and one and another?
Da li ste se nekad našli na dva čamca, tako da vam je jedna noga bila na jednom čamcu, a druga na drugom čamcu?
I have never been, but I have been on two ice, on breaking ice, you know, and one in German it's called Scholle.
Ja nikada nisam bio tako na dva čamca, ali sam bio na jednoj santi leda koja se polomila u sredini.
One fragment of ice was drifting in the other direction. And the other, oops, was drifting in the other direction.
I onda se jedna polovina te sante kretala u jednom pravcu, a druga polovina leda se kretala u drugom pravcu.
Finally I fell into the cold water after struggling. Touch.
I onda sam ja konačno pao u tu ledenu vodu nakon duge borbe.
And became sick.
I onda sam se razbolao.
It's not healthy to have these two sides in you fighting or drifting apart.
I jednostavno nije zdravo imati te dve strane u sebi koje vuku na različite strane.
But for Krishna this was no problem.
Ali za Krishnu to nije bio problem.
In the midst of the dilemma, he looked at Arjuna and he started to smile.
U sred ove dileme on je pogledao Arjunu i počeo da se smeši.
The good Lord smiled.
Naš dobri gospodin se smešio.
No problem.
Nema problema.
Because he thought, my devotee will soon be in yoga with me.
Zato što on mislio, moj bhakta će uskoro biti u jogi sa mnom.
He will be united with my plan and then he will be united inside of himself.
On će biti ujedinjen sa mojim planom i zato će također biti ujedinjen u samom sebi.
And the whole Bhagavad Gita is just an instruction manual about yoga. Yoga means to bring yourself together.
I čitava Bhagavad Gita je u stvari priručnik za jogu, a yoga to znači da dovedemo sebe u harmoniju, da dovedemo sebe zajedno.
Each chapter is called something with yoga. Kama yoga, jnana yoga, kama sannyasa yoga, jnana yoga, not jnana, then purushottam yoga. Everything is about yoga. Unity.
I sva poglavlja u Bhagavad Giti imaju naziv u kome se nalazi ta reč yoga. Karma yoga, jnana yoga, purushottam yoga. Svuda se tu radi o jogi, o jedinstvu.
Why are we sometimes so divided and so like a devotee and like a non-devotee at the same time?
I zašto smo mi nekad toliko podeljeni, odnosno isto vreme se osjećamo i kao bhakta i kao one koji nije bhakta?
Why do we have sometimes difficulties in our spiritual life?
I zašto mi nekada imamo poteškoće na našem duhovnom životu?
We are not practicing yoga with Krishna, or we are not in yoga with Krishna.
Zato što ne praktikujemo jogu sa Krishnom, ili u stvari nismo u jogi sa Krishnom.
And conflict or the divided self can bring you closer to practice yoga.
I taj sukob podeljenog jastva, on vas može dovesti bliže tome da praktikujete jogu.
Let me now go quickly about how Krishna solved Arjuna's first problem, that is an inability to act properly through karma yoga.
I hajde sada da vidimo kako je Krishna rešio prvi Arjunin problem, a to je bila Arjunina nesposobnost da deluje pravilno u okviru karma yoga.
Yes, Krishna said kaman yevadikaraste ma faleshu kadachana ma karma falayeto bhur ma te sangostva karmani. Arjuna, you have a right to perform your dharma.
Arjuna, ti imaš pravo da izvršiš svoju dharmu.
But you are not entitled to the fruits of action.
Ali nemaš prava na rezultate svojih aktivnosti.
He gave him a proper action.
Krishna je Arjuni dao pravilnu akciju.
Do what is your dharma, what is right, what is appropriate to your situation, even Krishna says if it is a little faulty.
I Krishna kaže, ti uradi ono što je tvoja dharma, čak i ako je to malo pogrešno.
And don't be attached to the outcome.
I nemoj da budeš vezan za ishod.
My dear devotees, this works also for you.
I moji dragi bakte, ovo takođe funkcioniše i za vas.
The moment you find out what is your dharma.
Onog trenutka kada vi otkrijete šta je to vaša dharma.
Like for instance, someone had the dharma to put on the fan, but of course.
Naravno, neko je imao dharmu da uključi ventilator, ali
because
naravno.
Because we never think in the Hare Krishna movement, we didn't do it for today.
Zato što nikad ne razmišljamo o Hare Krishna pokretu, mi to nismo uradili
danas.
Now
half of the audience is asleep until I do a drama and just shock them out of their sleep.
I sada pola publike spava sve dok ja ne napravim ovde jednu scenu i probudim ih iz njihovog sna.
Let us see who gets up now. Oh yes.
Ajde da vidimo ko će sada ustane.
Do what is proper.
Radite ono što je ispravno.
Do not be concerned if people like you or not like you.
I nemojte uopšte brinuti da li se to ljudima sviđa ili ne.
Do not think about the outcome if you are successful or not successful.
Nemojte uopšte razmišljati o ishodu da li ste uspešni ili niste.
If you learn to find out your dharma.
Ako naučite da otkrijete svoju dharmu.
And then do some karma. Some activities according to your dharma.
I da onda odradite izvesnu karmu, odnosno aktivnosti u skladu sa svojom dharmom.
The whole universe will run and galop to you to help you.
Onda će čitav univerzum juriti prema vama u galopu kako bi vam pomogao.
Arjuna had another problem.
Arjuna imao još jedan problem.
He said, I am overwhelmed by illusion, Krishna.
On je rekao, Krishna, ja sam preplavljen iluzijom.
And Krishna destroyed this illusion.
I onda je Krishna uništio tu iluziju.
By telling Arjuna about how he is an eternal soul.
Tako što je rekao Arjuni kako je on večna duša.
He said to Arjuna, see Arjuna, many births you and me have already taken.
I onda je on rekao, vidiš Arjuna, ti i ja smo imali već mnogo rođenja.
I can remember my births, my appearances, but you have forgotten.
Ja mogu da se setim svih svojih pojava, ali ti si zaboravio svoje rođenje.
He gave him a new insight.
Onda mu je on dao novi uvid.
If you want to change a person, you have to give him a way to act properly and a new insight.
Ako želite da promenite osobu, onda morate da mu date pravilne aktivnosti i morate da mu date taj novi uvid.
And you have to save his depression and indecision.
I onda morate da rešite tu njegovu neodlučnost i njegovu depresiju.
How do you cure depresio and indecisionski?
I kako možete da izlečite depresiju i neodlučnost?
Jai Gopal, what do you do against depression and indecision?
Jai Gopal, šta je to što ti radiš protiv depresije i neodlučnosti?
That's a good question, huh? I help others.
Ja pomažem drugima.
Who of you is sometimes a little depressed?
Ko je od vas
ponekad... Not clinically depressed, yes.
Ko je od vas ponekad malo depresivan, ne onako klinički, nego malo?
What do you do to get out of this?
I šta je ono što uradite kako biste izašli iz te depresije?
Wait and eat prasadam.
Onda čekate i jedete prasadam.
Is there anything else?
Jel postoji nešto drugo?
Chant Hare Krishna.
Pevamo Hare Krishna.
Does it work?
A jel funkcioniš?
Think about this.
I say to myself, I will not do like this anymore, and then I start to do something, and after some time something happens and I become inspired.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like
that. Zabina? I associate with devotees.
Ja se družim sa baktama.
I pray like anything.
Ja se molim kao nikada.
There's one cure against depression, which was found out in America by a scientific investigation.
postoji jedan lek protiv depresije kojeg su otkrili u Americi jednim naučnim istraživanjem.
The Americans wanted to find out who are the most happy and non-depressed people.
I Amerikanci, oni su želeli da otkriju koji su ljudi najsrećniji i koji su ljudi najmanje depresivni.
And they found out that those people who help others.
I onda su oni otkrili da su to ljudi koji pomažu drugima.
Why?
Zašto?
Because when you have feelings of ljubav in your heart.
Zašto? Zato što kada imate osjećanje ljubavi u svom srcu,
depression runs away.
Depresija pobegne daleko.
You must somehow get ljubav in your heart when you want to cure depression.
Morate na neki način dobiti ljubav u svoje srce kada želite da izlečite depresiju.
It's said in psychology, if you want to cure depression and all this, you know, you must have altered feelings of love.
I onda u psihologiji kažu da kada želite da da izlečite ta osjećanja depresije, onda morate da ih zamenite sa osjećanjima ljubavi.
And Krishna evoked these feelings in Arjuna.
I Krishna je probudio ta osjećanja u Arjuni.
By appearing, no, it's not me who wants a fan, Prabhu. One becomes happy if one serves the devotees. It's a new concept.
Ne, Prabhu, nisam ja taj kome je potreban ventilator. Osoba postaje srećna tako što služi bhakte. To je jedan novi koncept.
It's not because of me, it's because of you.
Ja to ne kažem zbog sebe, ja to kažem zbog vas.
The best is when you serve Krishna with love, then your sadness will go.
I najbolje kada služite Krishnu sa ljubavlju i onda će sva vaša tuga nestati.
Your depression will go.
Sva vaša depresija će nestati.
Altered feelings of love are necessary to change indecision also.
I ta zamena sa osjećanjima ljubavi, to je neophodno kako bi se i rešila ta neodlučnost.
Oh, I remember when we were in Jagannath Puri one year ago.
Ja sam se sada setio kada smo bili u Jagannath Puriju pre godinu dana.
It was announced that Lord Jagannath would come out of his temple at 7 o'clock in the cool morning time.
I bilo je najavljeno da će gospodin Jagannath izaći iz svog hrama u 7 sati ujutru kada je još sveže.
It became 8 o'clock.
Onda je bilo 8 sati.
9 o'clock.
9 sati.
10 o'clock.
10 sati.
11 o'clock.
11 sati.
In 11 o'clock the sun became Indian sun.
I onda u 11 časova to sunce je postalo pravo indijsko sunce.
And it was humid, that means the wet air started to boil your skin.
I onda još je bilo vlažno, što je značilo da sada taj vlažni vazduh počinje da kuva vašu kožu.
People started to fall down on the ground.
I onda su ljudi počeli da padaju na zemlju.
Others came with the, you know, containers and they pumped and sprayed the people into their face with cold water.
I onda su drugi ljudi došli, imali su rezervoare vode na lećima i onda su počeli da pumpaju i da prskaju druge sa tom hladnom vodom.
It was really dramatic.
I to je bilo stvarno jako dramatično.
The tar started to melt.
I onda je asfalt počeo da se topi.
I was asking the police, when is Lord Jagannath coming?
I onda sam ja pitao policajca, kada gospodin Jagannath izlazi?
And I remember the police chief, he said, why do you ask? He comes in his own time.
I onda se ja sećam, šef policije, on mi je rekao, a zašto pitaš? On izlazi u vreme kad se njemu prohte.
Finally, Lord Jagannath appeared.
I konačno gospodin Jagannath se pojavio.
When he was sitting on his throne, I saw one devotee praying to Lord Jagannath like this in the hot sun.
I onda je gospodin Jagannath sedeo na svom tronu, a ja sam video jednog baktu kako se ovako moli gospodinu na tom vrelom suncu.
So another devotee came like this to cool him down.
И онда други бакта дошо и почнао овако да го хлади.
It was dramatically hot.
Било е стварно топло.
But the praying devotee said and continued to pray.
Ali ovaj bakta koji se molio, on mu je samo mahnuo da prestane i onda je nastavio da se moli.
Finally he did what I consider the essential point of bhakti yoga.
I onda je on konačno uradio ono što je smatram suštinskom poentom bhakti yogi.
Totally upset, he took the fan from the other devotee.
I on je potpuno uznemiren, uzeo je tu lepezu od ovog bakte koji ga je hladio.
He didn't go like this.
I onda on nije uradio ovako.
He went like this to Lord Jagannath.
On je uradio ovako prema gospodinu Jagannathu.
With so much love.
Sa toliko puno ljubavi.
I can't describe to you what happened at that time.
Ja jednostavno ne mogu da vam opišem šta se u tom trenutku odigralo.
I was standing next to the devotee because I always think it's good to stand next to a devotee because the Lord then he might see you.
I onda sam ja stojao pored tog bakte, uvek smatram da je dobro stajati pored bakte zato što će nas onda možda gospodin videti.
He doesn't look at you, he looks at the devotee, but because you are so close next to the devotee, he also looks at you.
I gospodin ne gleda u vas, ali pošto se bakta nalazi jako blizu vas, onda gospodin gleda u baktu, pa će možda i na vas pogledati.
When you stand next to a devotee, Krishna looks at you. If you are far away from the devotee, he doesn't look.
Kada stojite blizu bakta, onda Krishna gleda u vas, a kada ste daleko od bakta, onda vas ne vidi.
So I felt how from Lord Jagannath a stream of mercy was flowing to the devotee who was fanning him and not allowing himself to be fanned.
I onda sam ja video bujicu milosti koja je tekla od gospodina Jagannatha prema tom bakti koji ga je hladio i koji nije dozvolio da njega neko hladi.
Krishna trains Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita in this loving devotional service bhakti yoga.
I Krishna trenira Arjuna u Bhagavad Giti u to predano služenje sa ljubavlju.
And in this way he helps him to get out of his depression and develop altered feelings.
I onda mu on na taj način pomaže da on izađe iz svoje depresije i da razvije neka druga osjećanja.
Most of us, however, suffer from the divided self, like Arjuna is also showing, by feeling isolated. We feel we can't do it. We have no help.
A većina nas pati od tog podeljenog jastva poput Arjune, tako što osjećamo da smo izolovani i da ne možemo da dobijemo pomoć.
And Krishna helps also with isolation.
I Krishna onda takođe pomaže i kada se osoba osjeća izolovano, usamljeno.
He promises his devotee a constant stream of support.
I on obećava svom bhakti jednu nepresušnu bujicu podrške.
Desham satata yoktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give them full support by giving them the understanding by which they can come to me.
Onima koji me uvek predano obožavaju sa ljubavlju, ja dajem svoju punu podršku i pokazujem im kako mogu doći do mene.
The result of Krishna's help in the Bhagavad Gita is empowerment.
I rezultat te Krišnine pomoći u Bhagavad Giti jeste opunomoćenje.
Arjuna at the end of the Bhagavad Gita was asked by Krishna, so what will you do now?
I na kraju Bhagavad Gita Krishna je pitao Arjunu, šta ćeš sada da uradiš?
And he exploded with enthusiasm.
I Arjuna je eksplodirao od entuzijazma.
Eksplodirate, yes. My dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone.
O moj dragi gospodine Krishna, o ti koji si nepogrešiv, moja iluzija je sada potpuno nestala.
Free from illusion.
Slobodan od iluzije.
I have regained my memory.
Ja sam povratio svoje sećanje.
By your mercy.
Tvojom milošću.
Altered feelings.
Znači to su sad neka druga osjećanja.
I'm now firm and free from doubt.
Ja sam sada slobodan od svake sumnje.
different actions.
No, no, no. What is it?
He feels there's support for me. I have no doubt any longer. I can make it.
И онда он сада осеќа постои подршка за мене и немам никакви сумњи тоа да ќе успеам.
You are there for me.
Јер ти си ту за мене.
And finally, I'm prepared to act according to your instructions.
И конечно, јас сум спремен да делам во складу со твоите упутствима.
Yoga brings the soul together. That's my point.
Йога доводи душу да поново буде цела. Тоа е моја поент.
When you are in pieces and you can't act determinedly and properly with blissful heart and your spiritual life, you need some more yoga.
Каде сте разбиени у парам парчат и каде не можете да делујете уединено и исправно, то значи да вам е потребна йога.
What is yoga and how it helps you to come together is best explained by the English word yoke, which comes from the Sanskrit word yoga.
И што значи та реч йога и на кој начин вам она помаже да делујете исправно, имамо у корену те речи юг.
A yoke you can see in Serbia often, it's when two oxes are brought together by a piece of wood which holds them together.
Значи тоа е реч која означава, можете исто видети у Србији када се наѓу два бика или вола и онда се они заедно ставлени под тај како се зове јар, не, јаром, ха.
If you look up the word yoke in the or joch in German or what is it in Serbian?
Јаром.
Yes, sounds similar. If you look the word up in the English dictionary, it's an overarching, powerful element. Wait a minute. Which creates union between two entities.
И онда ако погледате у речник, у енглеском језику, што означава реч јарам? Реч јарам означава један лучни предмет, тако у облику лука предмет, јако моћан, који уединјује два ентитета кои се налазе испод њега.
Yes, so yoga is a powerful process which creates unity between you, the individual soul, and God.
Тако да је йога моћни процес који доводи до јединства између вас као душе и Бога.
And only in this union with God, this feeling His closeness, will you be able to be sufficiently strengthened spiritually to say just no to your lower self.
И едино у том уединењу са Богом, у том нашем осећању блискости са Богом, имаћете довољно снаге да кажете не својем нижем ја.
Bhakti yoga creates the union of love.
Bhakti yoga, ona stvara jedinstvo ljubavi.
When it comes into your heart, then you can cure your divided self.
И када она дође у ваше срце, онда можете да излечите то своје подељено јаство.
And the Bhagavad Gita is an instruction manual on this yoga.
И Бхагавад Гита је приручник за таку йогу.
It works.
И то функционише.
I request you at the end of my seminar to become students of the Bhagavad Gita.
Замолио бих вас на крају свог семинара да постанете студенти Бхагавад Гите, они који проучавају Бхагавад Гиту.
With one new element to your studies.
И со тиме да додате еден нови елемент том вашем проучавању.
Try to apply what you study.
Пробајте да примените оно што проучавате.
Especially I would like to give you one powerful yoga practice from the Bhagavad Gita.
И специјално желео бих да вам дам једну моћну праксу йоге која се налази у Бхагавад Гити.
It comes from the this yoga practice comes from the Purushottam yoga, the yoga of the supreme yoga person.
И ова йога долази из Purushottam йоге, из йоге свевишње божанске особе.
And it gives you seven powerful practices which you can learn in a relatively short time in the association of Krishna, because he talks about this.
I onda ovdje imamo sedam jako moćnih praksi i stvari koje možemo da naučimo jer nam ih sam Krishna daje ovdje.
Nyamana moha jita sanga dosha adhyatma nitya vinivritta kama. Isn't it beautiful? Dvandve vimukta sukha dukkha sangya gacchantya muda padamavyayamta. Sit before your mind and watch it.
Sedite ispred svog uma i posmatrajte ga.
The next time pride comes up.
I sljedeći put kada se ponos pojavi.
Practice freedom from false pride.
Onda praktikujte slobodu od tog lažnog ponosa.
By understanding it's Krishna's milas, not my ability.
Tako što ćete razumjeti da je to Krišnina milost, a ne vaša sposobnost.
The next time, second practice.
Druga praksa.
You fall into illusion.
Padnete u iluziju.
Meditate about how you are an eternal soul, a part of Krishna.
Meditirajte o tome kako ste večna duša, kako ste deo Krišne.
I really would love to meditate with you, but I would lose half of my audience because it's so hot at this moment.
Ja bih stvarno želela da meditiram s vama, ali mislim da bih onda izgubio pola svoje publike zato što je ovdje tako jako toplo.
When you will come to my future seminars, I will give powerful meditations how to realize the self. I'm just developing them in the mountains in Bosnia.
I kada budete došli na moje buduće seminare, onda će vam ja dati moćne meditacije o tome kako da meditirate da ste večna duša, i ja sada razvijam te meditacije u planinama.
Be in free practice. Come back when you start to become ignorant and illusioned. Just for now, just understand, yes, I'm soul, yes, I'm duh.
I onda kada padnete u neznanje i kada padnete u iluziju, onda jednostavno praktikujte, vratite se sebi i recite, ja sam duša.
The third point, make it a point to not have association with materialistic people.
A treća poenta jeste da zadate sebi zadatak da se ne družite sa osobama koje su materialistički naklonjene.
Now, some of you, maybe one of you is a businessman or a rock and roll star.
I sada neki od vas ovdje, možda je neko poslovni čovjek, možda je neko rock zvezda.
Not associate with materialistic people, that's impractical for me.
I sad da se ja ne družim sa materialističkim osobama, pa to je za mene potpuno nepraktično.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says association or to avoid false association doesn't mean that you can't drive in the same boat with materialists.
I Šila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, on kaže da izbjegavanje tog materialističkog društva ne znači da se ne možete voziti u istom čamcu sa takvim osobama.
You know, in India, in Mayapur, we cross the river by boats.
Znate, u Indiji, u Mayapuru, mi prelazimo reku u čamcima.
So should someone who doesn't want to have wrong association jump from the boat into the river?
I onda da li to znači da osoba koja ne želi da ima to pogrešno društvo, da bi ona trebala da skoči sa čamca u reku?
No, to practice not having false association means no heart-to-heart exchange, because then you start to be influenced.
Ne, nego nepraktikovanje tog druženja sa materialističkim osobama znači da nemate razmenu sa njima, da im ne otvarate svoje srce.
Fourth practice.
Četvrta stvar.
Understand the eternal.
Razumite večno.
Today I talked with Bir Krishna Maharaj, a very wonderful enlightenment Maharaj gave to me.
И данас сам разговарал са Бир Кришна Махараджем и Махарадж ме просветлил на предива начин.
And I explained to him that sometimes I'm a little impatient to see the slow advancement of devotees.
И јас сам онда објаснио Махараджу како сам ја понекад нестрпљив да видим како бакте споро напредују.
And he said, Maharaj, I also had this.
И онда он рекао, Махарадж, јас сам такође имао исту ствар.
But now I understand that developing Krishna consciousness may take many lifetimes. It's a development for the eternal soul over many stations.
Ali sada ja razumem da taj razvoj svesnosti Krišne može trajati nekoliko više života za jednu dušu koja sada pokušava da razvije svoju svesnost.
And when he spoke, I remembered that yes, I also agree, this is also how I often preach.
I onda dok mi on to govorio, ja sam shvatio, ja sam se setio, da, to je način na koji ja često propovedam.
I remember my own spiritual master.
Ja sam se onda setio svog sopstvenog duhovnog učitelja.
When Prabhupada did his morning walk in Los Angeles, there was always one cat which came to his lotus feet and Prabhupada would play with it and he would just move the cat out of his way like this and the cat would hang there.
Ja se sećam kada je Šila Prabhupada imao svoje jutarnje šetnje u Los Angelesu, da bi onda se uvek tu pojavljivala jedna mačka i ona bi se uvek motala oko njegovih stopala, a Šila Prabhupada bi se igrao sa njom stopalima.
One day a car had driven over the cat and killed it.
I jednog dana kola su pregazila mačku i ubila su je.
The devotees had become attached to this cat because the cat had come for 1 month every day waiting for Prabhupada and then hanging over his lotus feet.
I sad bakte su se pitali što se to desilo, zato što su postali vezani za mačku, jer je ona čitao ih mjesec dana, svakog jutra dolazila do Šila Prabhupada i igrala bi se oko njegovih lotosovih stopala.
And finally they decided to ask if there was a special relationship going on.
I onda su oni najzad odlučili da pitaju da li je tu u pitanju bio neki specijalan odnos.
One devotee came in private to Srila Prabhupada and said just bluntly out, who is that or was that cat?
I onda je jedan učenik došao kod Srila Prabhupada privatno i jednostavno to izgovorio. Koja je bila ta mačka?
And Prabhupada very, very milosti said, this is a disciple from a past previous life.
I onda je Šila Prabhupada jako milostivo rekao, to je moj učenik iz prethodnog života.
He didn't make it.
I on nije uspeo.
But now I have given him some extra help.
Ali sada ja sam mu pružio jednu ekstra pomoć.
That's why the disciple was so happy when he was hanging over the lotus feet of his spiritual master.
I zato je taj učenik bio tako srećan kada je visio tako na stopalima svog duhovnog učitelja.
The cat was saved.
I mačka je bila spašena.
So, Krishna consciousness is an eternal process.
Krishna, svesnost Krishne, to je večni proces.
We should understand this.
I trebalo bi to da razumemo.
And when we then from this perspective see that one little problem has happened here, little problem has happened though, it's not so big in the face of eternity.
I onda kada iz te perspektive vidimo, ovdje se desio jedan problem, ovdje se dešava drugi problem, onda to nije nešto tako veliko iz te večne perspektive.
There are other points which I will not say to you now because otherwise you suffer from an information overload.
I postoje još neke druge informacije, ali ja ih neću sada reći zato što biste onda mogli da patite od tog preunošenja previše podataka.
Those of you who are interested to practice Purushottam yoga, it's in the 15th chapter, text 5.
I oni od vas koji su zainteresovani za to da praktikuju Purushottam jogu, možete to naći u 15. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita u stihu broj 5.
But the last point is of this yoga, to surrender unto the Supreme Person. And then you will, and anyone who does these practices will attain the eternal kingdom of God.
A poslednja poenta u ovom stihu jeste da osoba treba da se preda svevišnjoj božanskoj ličnosti i da će onda da dostići božansko kraljevstvo.
My dear devotees,
moji dragi bhakte,
dear friends,
dragi prijatelji,
dear skeptics,
dragi skeptici,
dear enthusiastic and inspired devotees,
dragi entuzijastični i inspirisani bhakte,
and especially devotees like me who are a little divided,
i specijalno bhakte poput mene koji su malo podeljeni,
take shelter in Krishna's in yoga,
uzmite utočište u jogi,
which will bring the two elements in you together,
koje će dovesti dva elementa u vama zajedno,
and then you will become really determined,
i onda ćete postati stvarno odlučni.
Prabhupada said if I would have 18 disciples who would be really together, that is determined, he said I could do so much.
Prabhupada je rekao kada bih imao 18 učenika koji bi bili stvarno na mestu, koji bi bili ujedinjeni u sebi, onda bih mogao da uradim tako puno.
Krishna waits for you to come together,
i Krishna čeka na vas da se sastavite.
Krishna waits for all of us,
Krishna čeka na sve nas,
and by practicing this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness it will happen,
i praktikovanjem ovog predivnog procesa svesnosti Krishna to će se desiti.
Today we have a wonderful evening program,
danas imamo predivni večernji program,
it's the last evening program,
to je poslednji večernji program.
We have invited an international musician.
Mi smo pozvali međunarodnog muzičara.
He is about as famous as I don't really know about Michael Jackson. Is he still famous?
Yes.
Yeah. He's still performing some music. Yes. Sudarshan knows. He's my contact to the world. He is very famous.
Znači, ta osoba je jako slavna.
He will play an original piece of music for all of you.
I ta osoba će svirati jedan muzički komad koji je originalno njegov.
We have also invited to Krishna to appear today.
I mi smo takođe pozvali Krishnu da se pojavi danas.
We have some very nice surprises.
Imamo neka jako lepa iznenađenja.
And we also want to say thank you to all of you.
I takođe želimo da kažemo hvala svima vama.
So I will not take now any questions.
Tako da sada neću odgovarati ni na kakva pitanja.
I think it's good to have a little pause because it's so hot.
I mislim da je dobro imati pauzu zato što je tako jako toplo.
Now we will start with the evening program. I wanted to say at 7:30, but we never started so early. So it's 7:45. But please be, I would suggest, let us be here around 7:45. And when the conch shell is blowing, we know it starts. And then we